Welcome, welcome to the best 5-minute podcast with Forrest Kelly.
Forrest is still on vacation, floating somewhere between sunscreen and sangria. I'm the producer of the podcast, Rusty Cellars. Today we're busting myth number 2, all wines get better with age. And joining me is our favorite Sicilian straight shooter, Sour Grapes, along with his faithful sidekick, Bubbly.
That's right, Rusty. He's got more personality than half the sommeliers I've met. And together, we've launched Bubbly Creek Winery. Finally, a place where the wine is honest, affordable, and doesn't need to sit in a dusty cellar for 20 years to taste good. And yes, we're now proud sponsors of this very podcast.
Sounds like Bubbly approves. Here's the truth. Most wines aren't built for long aging. Over 90% are designed to be enjoyed within a couple of years. Only a select few, think Bordeaux, Barolo, and Riesling, actually benefit from a decade or more in the cellar. Most wines on the shelf today are made to be enjoyed within a year or two of release. They're crafted fresh, fruity, and ready to pour. Leave a light white wine sitting around too long and it turns flat. Bad storage? Even worse, it can end up tasting like salad dressing. Wine storage matters. Too hot, too bright, or too shaky, and your investment turns into expensive vinegar.
Ha! I once held on to a $12 Pinot Grigio for 10 years. You know what it turned into? Lemon-scented shoe polish. My cousin Luigi used it to degrease his lawnmower. Listen, if you bought it cheap, and drink it soon.
So the truth? Aging is a gift for only a handful of wines. The rest are meant to be enjoyed in the moment, like the ones from our friends at Bubbly Creek Winery. If you want a wine to age, choose wisely, store it right. Otherwise, pop the cork, pour the glass, and enjoy big thanks to our new sponsor, Bubbly Creek Winery. Their wines are made to be enjoyed right now, fresh, vibrant, and perfect for weeknight dinners. No waiting, no worrying, just pour and enjoy.
So forget the myth. Age is for certain wines, not for everything. Drink what's meant to be drunk today and save the long waits for bottles that are worth it. And remember, if my dog's name is on the bottle, you know it's made with love, not snobbery.
Don't forget to follow us at the Best Wine Pod and share your oldest bottle story. We'll see if it was a treasure or a tragedy. Cheers.
The Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast.
Don't forget my favorite part.
Please, please like and follow. Oh.
Okay, Sour Grapes, take it from the top. Welcome to the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. Nice and smooth this time.
Smooth? Kid, the only thing smooth around here is my Chianti. And that ran out last night.
Come on, just read the line.
Welcome to the 5 Best Minute. No, Best 5 Wine. Ah, Mamma Mia. Who writes these tongue twisters?
It's literally the name of the show.
Hey, then change the name, Rusty. Call it The Wine Show with that handsome Sicilian. Problem solved. Chianti Classico. Chianti Classy. Oh, forget it. Just give me the bottle. Ouch. Son of a... The cork just hit me in the eye. Who says wine is relaxing, huh? Pinot Noir pears? Pears? Pears with... Ah, forget the pears. Just drink it with pizza. This is Sour Grapes pouring grumpy wisdom and occasionally spilling it all over my shoes.